Hi, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Sit Down with Suzanne. I am your fabulous host, Positively Suzanne. Now, remember, this episode was created with you in mind. Each episode is crafted with the goal of inspiring you to be the best version of yourself. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back and relax, and enjoy the show. All right, y'all. I had to do it. I have to talk about it because y'all know how I feel about Bay, right? So when Jay stood up for Bay, okay, first of all, so I know I already talked about this a little bit in one of the previous episodes, but I truly believe that art is subjective. And the Grammy Awards, I mean, I honestly don't watch these shows anymore. There's a lot of shows I don't watch because I'm like, it's long. And you know what? Honestly, most of the time, the folks that win, I'm not familiar with. I'm not familiar with the music or anything. But anyway, the Grammy Awards happened recently. And, you know, I know the artists, it is the pinnacle of their career, right? These are the awards that they get and they celebrate it. So, you know, absolutely kudos for them. But during the Grammy Award, it was the stand up heard all around the world when Jay stood up for Bay. All right. So he didn't call any names, but if you know, you know. I mean, everybody knew, right? Nobody is not if you know, you know. Everybody knew, you know, when he said this young lady, Queen B, Beyonce, was not, has never won an album of the year. Now, again, art is subjective. Music is subjective. I absolutely love Beyonce. I love her music. And I do believe she should have a few album of the year because she has had some album, I'm telling you, like Lemonade. I mean, I can't even go through all of them. Even with the Destiny Child days, like good singer, performer, artist, the girl can do it all and shows just spectacular. So what Jay was essentially saying, and you know, people have mad crazy opinions on it, and it's their opinion. But he, you know, he was like, yeah, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. First of all, I don't think Jay was nervous, right? But he was saying that, you know, Beyonce is the most highly decorated artiste. She has the most Grammys ever. She has a record for that. I'm pretty sure that she's going to have more Grammys, right? But this is their metric. And she's never won album of the year. How do you have 32 Grammys and you don't have an album of the year? She's never won it. Sometimes she's not even nominated for it. So what? How? Like he's saying, by your very own metrics, this does not make sense. Now, I will say this. We truly have to stop placing so much value on these things because there are so many biases and factors that go into things like this. And while I get that it's objective, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And a lot of times it's a popularity contest. And even though Beyonce is very popular, it is really the people who are making the decision. It's them that you need to convince, right? Because it is what it is. So when he was saying that, and he was saying that some of you all don't belong in the category, that is absolute truth. But again, it's subjective. Like he doesn't believe. And honestly, I don't believe that they belong, but to some people. So when the nominations come out, some people are like, well, their people got nominated. They're good. They're happy with that. Their people didn't got nominated. They're sad, whatever. But like, I look at sheer talent personally to me, like the things that I like, and I think she should be nominated. And I think she should have won in the categories. He wasn't speaking to anyone specific, but he was saying, Grammys, do better by your own metric. Beyonce has 32 Grammys, and I promise you, Beyonce gonna get more Grammys because she's not done yet. I haven't heard that she's retiring. And she does not have an album of the year. I don't think he's too pressed. I think he's disappointed in it. I also think that he spoke on it because he has the platform and he should speak on it. But I think they're okay. He's a billionaire. She is married to him, so, and she's a millionaire, so I think combined they're billionaires, right? The Carters. So I don't think they're worried about the Grammys in that respect per se. I mean, they're good. But I think that he addressed it, and I think that it needed to be addressed. And I applaud it. Like, a man standing up for his wife, he did it respectfully. He had a platform. He used it. He did it. And I say kudos, Jay. Kudos for speaking your truth. And if you listen to a Jay-Z album, you know he be speaking the truths in those albums, right? Kudos. This is a man that loves his wife. This is a man that understands business. I mean, just look at his life, where he came from, what he built, where he is, the relationship and the strategic partnerships that he has formed. So this man knows a thing or two about business. He also understands the power of influence, right? So he used that platform. So, yeah, people have been saying it forever that the Grammys and the Oscars and all these things are not built specifically truly for people that look like me. It's not specifically built for Black people. Let's be real here. So the metrics that they use are not, we're not going to win. A lot of them, we're not going to win. But I think they're okay. Well, I don't think. I know that they're okay. They've got to, like, they're okay. But it needed to be said. It was great to see a man stand up for his wife. It was great to see a Black man standing up for his a Black woman. It was great to see an artiste standing up for another artiste. And I truly respect what he did. It was fantastic to me. Doesn't take away from any other people that won anything. But I think that it was important that he did. And I hope the Grammy takes notice. But you know what? I don't think they will. I don't think they care in that respect. They just want the money. And I think that a lot of these institutions will utilize, will, what's the word I'm using for? Not what I'm using for, like the word that I'm thinking of. There's a word and I'm thinking of, and it's like on the, it's in my mind, but it's not coming out. But they will tokenize. Let's use that. That's not the word that I was looking for, but I'll go with that one. They will tokenize Black people. They will put us at the forefront for it to look like you have a fighting chance when you don't. So the Grammys, by all intents and purposes, was very diverse. There was diverse performances. There was diverse winners. There was a diverse host. Take nothing away from those artists that, you know, Trevor Noah does. Noah did what he did. Great host. You know, the performance, great. You know, I mentioned in one of the earlier episodes about Tracy Chapman's performance with Luke. It was a diverse show. It had a lot of diverse things. But there are systems that are put in place that I truly believe, because I've experienced this systemic thing that are put in place, that will never allow us to win, that will never allow us to achieve certain things. But here's the thing. We have to be okay with it. I know that winning a Grammy for a singer, I think they win it for books and comedy and all that too, is the ultimate. That is the ultimate prize. It's like winning a gold medal at the Olympic, right? That is the ultimate prize. But be okay with others not recognizing your genius. I promise you, I think no less of Beyonce because she hasn't won Album of the Year. And honestly, half the time, the people that win the Album of the Year, again, I don't really listen to their music. And I might listen one song off it, and I don't even know who won because I didn't watch the Grammy. But I did listen to Jay-Z's because it's, you know, it's all over my feed. It's everywhere. Everybody's talking about. And, you know, I mean, It's Beyonce. I like Beyonce. I mean, I look at her feed and I saw her outfit. So I do look at the Grammy for the fashion. I love the fashion. But listen, for everybody who was saying this and everybody that's saying that, I absolutely loved the fact that he stood up for his wife. I absolutely love the fact that he called it out. Hopefully it will make change. I'm not cynical, but I think I've been around long enough to know that it probably won't. And that's okay. I think Beyonce should be okay with being Beyonce. And I think that she is okay being Beyonce. I personally think that she is the standard that a lot of artists model themselves after. So to everybody that was saying that, he needed not to say it, she probably set him up to do it. I honestly, I didn't even think of it or speculate or honestly don't care. It happened. And I support it. And I say kudos. Stand up for your wife. And it's not like he's saying it and she, it's not true. Like everything that he said was true. Not everybody that was nominated deserved to be in the category. Again, it's subjective, but that's the truth. That's my truth. That's his truth. And his wife absolutely deserved to have won at least one album of the year. Come on now. The girl has released some bangers. She has released some songs that are stuck in my head that I still can't get out. So, what did I call it? All right, let me not try because. But anyway, but yeah, no, listen, I'm listen. So for those of you who are asking, should he have done it? I say yes, 100% yes. I thought it was tastefully done. I thought it was lovely. I thought it was a man standing up for his wife. I thought it was a black man standing up for a black woman. I thought it was an artist standing up for another artist. Took nothing away from the other winners. But yeah, the Grammy needs to examine the things. And that's just one of the reasons, honestly, why I don't watch these shows, because I truly believe that a lot of time they're like rigged. And it's tough because like when you see things, that happens, you want to celebrate. Like Cheri Lee Ralph, when she won that Emmy, I was so proud and I was so happy for her. Right? But she was the second to win after Jackie Harry. Now, think of how long ago that was for Jackie Harry in 227. And there's only two, come on. Quinta Brunson won the other day after Isabel Sanford, almost 40 years. You're telling me between now, then, and now, there hasn't been one? So when you see things like that, you start to examine there is something deeper going on here. And I think it's the same thing with the Grammy. Obviously, your favorite artist can't win all the awards. Your favorite actor or actress can't win all the award. But when you see somebody continue to put out excellence and they're overlooked, then you start to say, okay, what is this? So yeah, Grammy, I would say do better. And I would say, husbands, continue to stand up for your wife. And I say, allies, continue to speak up when you see moments of injustice. Yes, Beyonce will be okay. She is a beautiful, a talented, accomplished millionaire. So I'm not on this platform feeling sorry for her. There is no pity in this for her. There is no pity in it for Jay-Z because, again, he's a successful billionaire. But do they not deserve to speak their truth? Yes, they do. And many people had a challenge with that. But he deserves to speak the truth. And she deserves to have a husband that stood up for her. And she 100% deserves an album of the year. But with or without it, Bae, you're still Queen Bee. In our hearts, you already have all those album of the year. I know. I can't have a season without Beyonce because she's my girl. And until next time, this is Suzanne tuning in or tuning out. And I'm saying, You deserve all the things. You deserve to have somebody that stands up for you just as much as Jay stood up for Bay. So please, don't forget to check all the major podcasts and directories and choose your app to listen to this podcast. We're on Amazon, Apple, iHeart, Spotify, Google, www.positivelysuzanne.com, all of them. Like, listen, subscribe, share, write a review, tell your friend, tell another friend, tell your cousin, tell everybody that this podcast is where it's at. And if you're feeling extra generous, please head over to buymeacoffee.com and look for Positively Susie and leave 5, 10, 15. You know, I'm not going to place any limits on you. Place as much as you want. And until then, this is Suzanne saying, you deserve all the good things.